Life Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke. We've been looking back at Civil War history and Wisconsin's contribution in particular over the course of the past year. And while the Iron Brigade gets a lot of the glory, there were other Wisconsin regiments which showed their mettle in the war as well. Perhaps no story drives that home more than that of Arthur MacArthur of Milwaukee. The voice of our Civil War series, Thomas Martin Sobotky, tells us more about MacArthur's heroics at the Battle of Missionary Ridge in Tennessee.
Later in the war, in 1863, in November of 1863, with General Sherman, one regiment is the 24th Wisconsin Volunteer Infantry, and they have a little lieutenant from Milwaukee by the name of Arthur MacArthur. He enlisted as a lower rank or something originally, but within a year, he goes in at age 17. And by 1863, he's a veteran, and he's 18 years old, and he's commanding a company. 50, 60, 70 men by this time are under his command. He's 18 years old. This is a high school kid, basically, in our terms today. And they are ordered to attack Missionary Ridge. It's overlooking Chattanooga. The Confederates had won a battle earlier at Chickamauga after Gettysburg and Vicksburg were reverses, and they were thinking they had the upper hand. Grant shows up and, you know, shapes up this whole army. And they were supposed to attack rifle pits at the bottom of the ridge. That's all. As a diversion for an attack on another strong point to their left. And 24th Wisconsin was with some other regiments from Wisconsin, but was particularly conspicuous. But what the Union troops in Missionary Ridge did, not just the Wisconsin men, they were ordered to go to the pits and take those from the Rebs. And they did, hand-to-hand fighting, close shooting, bayoneting, the whole works, rifle butts. And they did that really quickly, and it was savage fighting. But then Grant noticed that the men were continuing up the ridge. And he was, at first, angry. What are they doing? They're not supposed to do that. And taking the lead, one of the flags that was forward was the flag of the 24th Wisconsin.
For the dear old flag I die, said the wounded drummer boy. Mother, press your lips to mine. All they bring.
And down in the rifle pits, the regular color bearer had been shot down or bayoneted. I think he was bayoneted. And then Arthur MacArthur was in the color company. He was close. And the next guy that picks up the colors is decapitated by an artillery shell. And the blood is all over Arthur MacArthur. MacArthur may have been slightly wounded by that. He takes that flag of the 24th Wisconsin, which is the colors of the United States of America. And it stitched on there is that regiment's, you know, every battle they've been in. And he basically takes over the job of some colonel of the regiment because it's total confusion. And he goes right out in front of the regiment. And when you bring a flag forward, carrying flags in those days wasn't just pretty. In all the smoke of battle, the idea was to show you where you should line up. And so when a flag went forward, all the soldiers didn't need to hear an order. That was an order to move forward. So the whole regiment's ready to move forward, but they weren't. They were kind of stalled. And MacArthur, who's 18 years old, Arthur MacArthur of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, he's a local boy, made good here. He turns back to the regiment under fire and yells at the tops of his lungs, "On Wisconsin!" And goes forward by himself, but then the regiment and much of the line to the right and left of that regiment all go forward.
Do not mourn, my mother dear. Every pang will soon be o'er. For I
and he's one of the first people to get on top of the ridge. And despite the fact that there are still Confederates there who are shooting at him, he plants the colors of his regiment on top of the hill. And the rest is history. They're up on Missionary Ridge to Grant's surprise and all the officers around him. This was a day when his soldiers went beyond their orders and did more. And a little 18-year-old boy lieutenant from Milwaukee led them. I guess it's biblical, isn't it? And a little boy or a young person shall lead them, you know. He ends up being a captain and then a major in the regiment. And later in the war, he'll be the youngest colonel leading a regiment of any colonel in the United States Army, East or West, in the Civil War. And, of course, we know the rest of the story. He has a son, Douglas MacArthur, who will lead U.S. forces in the Pacific in World War II and will be in Korea and will have that tussle with President Truman and be such a part of history. But when he got back down the hill a little while later, because he needed medical attention, and had blood and probably the remains of the other soldier on him, he needed to be cleaned up, and a bunch of soldiers wanted to congratulate him because they witnessed the whole thing. And General Sheridan, who is an extremely tough guy that doesn't give praise easily, and who Grant was already tabbing as a key aide in these fights, said, "Boys, handle him gently. This boy has just won the Medal of Honor." Now, it took about 30 years to get it awarded to him because that was some kind of a snafu where it took a long time for a lot of this stuff to be documented and they finally awarded it. But there was an understanding that that guy had done something incredible that day.
"For the dear old flag I die," said the wounded drummer boy. "Mother, press your lips to mine. Oh, they bring me peace and joy. 'Tis the last time on the earth I shall ever see your face. Mother, take me to your heart. Let me die in your embrace."
Thomas Martin Sabatke is the voice of our Civil War series, Iron Brigade and Beyond, Wisconsin in the Civil War. He's a historian, teacher, and author of the book Across That Dark River, The Civil War Memory, published by Moving Train Books, LLC. He's published articles for North and South Magazine, including one on war correspondence, and he lives in Pewaukee. Our Civil War series is produced by Stephanie Lecce.